This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Congo banned public gatherings for 2 days, starting Monday in Beni after the eastern city was hit by two explosions. Authorities said a suicide bomber detonated his explosives at a busy intersection in Beni on Sunday. The same day, another explosion rocked a Catholic church. Neither bomb killed any civilians, but the government closed major gathering spaces for 2 days and imposed restrictions on public meetings as a precaution against further explosions. The suicide bomber has been identified as a Ugandan who is a member of the Allied Democratic Forces, according to a Congolese army spokesman. The suicide bombing was the first such attack in Beni. The longtime ADF rebel group has in the past few years pledged allegiance to the Islamic State. Schools, markets, and churches in Beni are to be closed for 48 hours. This is the third attack in 2021 on a religious target, according to military and government authorities. Two imams were killed by ADF rebels earlier in the year. The ADF originated in neighboring Uganda and has been a threat in eastern Congo for more than 20 years. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for some attacks carried out by ADF rebels. A Congolese military campaign was launched against the rebels last year. Fighters have since dispersed and fled into various parts of eastern Congo, where dozens of armed groups fight for control of the territory. German Chancellor Angela Merkel on Monday continued to make the case for a face-to-face summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. She says a summit is the best way to address regional issues with him. Her statement comes days after other European leaders rejected her proposal for such a meeting. Merkel, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, proposed the summit idea last week. VOA News. Ethiopia's government on Monday declared an immediate unilateral ceasefire in its Tigray region after nearly 8 months of deadly conflict, as hundreds of thousands of people face the world's worst famine crisis in a decade. The ceasefire could calm a war that has destabilized Africa's second most populous country and threatened to do the same in the wider Horn of Africa, where Ethiopia has been seen as a key security ally for the West. It comes as the country awaits the results of national elections that Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed promoted as the centerpiece of reforms that won him the 2019 Nobel Peace Prize. Since the fighting in Tigray erupted in November, Abiy's international reputation has suffered as the world struggles to investigate growing allegations of atrocities, including gang rape and forced starvation. Ethiopia's statement was carried by state media shortly after the Tigray interim administration, appointed by the federal government, fled the regional capital, Mekele, and called for a ceasefire on humanitarian grounds so that desperately needed aid can be delivered. Meanwhile, Mekele residents welcomed the arrival of Tigray forces. A global coalition to fight Islamic State terrorists said Monday that 8 million people have been freed from their control in Iraq and Syria, but the threat from IS fighters remains there and in Africa. Coalition ministers met face-to-face in Rome for the first time in 2 years, pledging to maintain watch against a resurgence of the insurgents. In a concluding communique, the coalition said it needed both to address the issues that make communities vulnerable to recruitment by extremists and to provide support to areas liberated from IS forces. The coalition said it would work with any country that requested help in fighting the terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken attended the meeting and noted that efforts by the global coalition had produced significant achievements, in his words, including virtually ceasing the movement of foreign fighters into Iraq and Syria. The top U.S. diplomat announced the United States will give $436 million in additional humanitarian aid for Syrians and communities and surrounding countries that have been hosting Syrian refugees. He said the money would go toward providing food, water, shelter, health care, education, and protection. The United States launched a coalition effort now involving 83 members aimed at defeating the Islamic State group in 2014 after the militants seized control of a large area across northern Syria and Iraq. You can keep up on that story and all the stories that we're covering by visiting our website, voanews.com. You can also download our app to your mobile device. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.